Good day. My name is Micah Jackson, and I'm the Bishop John Elbridge Hines Associate Professor of Preaching and Director of Comprehensive Wellness Programming here at Seminary of the Southwest. This is my Advent meditation based on today's reading. Zechariah is in a bit of a tricky situation. He laughed at the angel that predicted his son's birth, and now he is unable to speak. It's almost as if God decreed, "Since you've got nothing nice to say, you'll say nothing at all." But apparently he's learned his lesson during this period of enforced silence. When asked to name his young son, he gives the name that the angel instructed him to give. And then when his voice returns, he's got the sense to begin by praising God. There are so many chances during Advent to speak badly of others, or to aggrandize ourselves unfairly. There are the ordinary ones we struggle with year-round, of course, but there are also those people whom we may feel are doing Advent wrong. Maybe they're putting up their trees too soon, or singing the wrong songs, or whatever. Instead, perhaps we could use this Advent to lean into the lesson from Zechariah. The coming of the Messiah is so shocking and so beautiful that maybe the best response is not to think we understand it at all. Perhaps the best way to respond is to keep reverent silence and watch it unfold. Leave others to their own preparations for the Nativity, and let us watch and wait for our chance to join Zechariah in praising our God for the best gift of all, Jesus. Let us pray. Holy God, in this busy season, help us to be quiet and watch for you. In Jesus' name, amen.